Root cause analysis. A root cause analysis attempts to distinguish between the symptoms of a problem and the actual cause of those symptoms. Too often a solution is designed to address a symptom of a problem. The symptom may be resolved or a workaround may be put in place to make that symptom easier to deal with, but no true efficiency or effectiveness improvements are made. Taking an aspirin is dealing with a symptom, a headache. Drinking more water or getting more sleep are attempts to deal with possible root causes of the headache, dehydration, or lack of sleep. These might prevent the headache next time. Discovering a root cause may make use of a number of quality tools. Exhibit 9-52 shows a cause and effect or Ishikawa diagram, which is a quality tool developed to discover root causes. The problem is listed along the main spine, here missing purchase order numbers on raw material invoices. Common categories of causes are listed on the main branches, here environment, people, materials, measurement, methods, and equipment. The team brainstorms and goes through several iterations, searching for possible causes, and lists them in the sub-branches. The idea is that these discussions will lead to more questions, and the questions will eventually lead to a likely root cause. Perhaps in this example, rather than looking at a symptom like blaming a particular supplier or employee, the organization might decide that the root cause is lack of training on procedures and lack of consequences for failure to follow those procedures. Exhibit 9-52, Cause and Effect Diagram.